This podcast delivers an immersive in-universe radio news experience in the Helldivers 2 universe. Get the latest news, updates, and battlefield reports from the past week, brought to you by PV Productions on Helldivers Radio. Please note, this show is not affiliated with Arrowhead Studios or Sony. It's an original production featuring original characters crafted for Helldiver fans by Helldiver fans.
In the heart of the night, we're bringing the news, updates from the front, the war we choose. Tech's advancing, strategies unfold, stories of heroes both brave and bold. Here's your daily wartime update. Super Earth's fight is never late. Joe Turner's got your vital dose with Penny and Bulldog. We're keeping you close. Here's your daily wartime update. Reporting the front lines, don't be late. With Joe and the team, we're on the case. Keeping you safe in this wartime race. Tune in tonight for updates that shine. 8 p.m. CST, it's wartime time.
Good evening, citizens of Super Earth and fearless Helldivers across the galaxy. This is Joe Turner on GNR 107, coming to you live at 8 p.m. sharp with our daily wartime update. Tonight, we spotlight fresh intel from the Ministry of Defense, the heated battles raging across multiple fronts, and the tough choices that will define our victory in this war. Advice from the Ministry of Defense for all Helldivers. Enemy forces stage their attacks on our planets from an originating planet. Liberating the originating planet will end the enemy attack immediately. In the current wartime context, liberating Bekvium 3 would end the current automaton attacks on Charon Prime and Jellheim. Here's the lineup for our broadcast. Penny Lively will break down the biggest improvements and bug fixes in a brand new technical patch for the Super Destroyer interface. I'll guide you through the major events of the past week, from planetary skirmishes to mass evacuations and half-built blockades. Bulldog brings you a frontline report about the automaton incineration corpse, those new fire-loving metal monsters scorching entire war zones. We'll wrap up with our Table of Three debate, in which two expert voices clash over how best to save us all from the looming singularity threat. Stay right here on GNR 107. Democracy might be tested, but it never surrenders. First, a short word from our proud sponsors of Helldivers Radio.
Howdy there, partners. You riding with your horse half-saddled, or are you itching to stampede right into the next frontier of freedom? Now, I don't mean to ruffle your feathers, but if you haven't heard of the Borderline Justice War Bond, well, you might be about as lost as a hog in a hailstorm. Here on Super Earth, we don't just talk about democracy, we build it, one war bond at a time. This ain't some fly-by-night troublemaker's kit. No siree. When you fork over them well-earned super credits for Borderline Justice, you get your hands on brand spanking new gear straight from the superstore. Pack yourself the LAS-58 Tactical, a laser-loving semi-automatic sidearm that fires so quick it'll feel like a rattlesnake spitting venom. Just mind that heat sink. It's a temperamental fella. Feeling more old-fashioned? There's the R6 Deadeye, a lever-action rifle guaranteed to plunk a hull-busting hole clean through any alien varmint from half a canyon away. With 8 rounds in the chamber and a powerful punch, it'll knock the spurs right off an automatonic scoundrel, so long as you keep your reload game strong. But that ain't all, folks. Strap on your brand new Western-style armor and cape. Give them bug-eyed tyrants something to gawk at before they meet their doom. For all the cowardly enemies of peace, this galaxy sure ain't big enough for the both of us. So, step right up, Helldivers. Saddle your loyalty and mosey down to the superstore. Pick up the Borderline Justice War Bond today and help keep Super Earth safe for Helldivers, SEAF, and super citizens alike. And always remember, you're quick or you're gone. Now go on, ride tall, keep that finger on the trigger, and aim for the heart of democracy.
Welcome back, Helldivers. Penny Lively here with your tech update. Let's cut straight to it. The recent patch update has weapons and stratagem adjustments. Assault rifles, SMGs, and shotguns all received a damage or rate of fire increase. If you are frustrated by underperforming gear, rejoice. Your standard arsenal now packs a heavier punch. Exosuits and rocket pods. A select few, including the Patriot and Emancipator, gained extra uses. That means more unstoppable firepower before you run dry. Stability and crashes. Key fixes target those pesky out-of-sync issues in poor network conditions and high particle density. In short, fewer sudden dropouts when the battlefield heats up. Social fixes. Lobbies in lower activity regions should populate more smoothly. Friend list updates are no longer glitchy. And kicking or muting troublemakers is now easier. Borderline Justice Warbond launched on March 20th. It brings a new set of premium equipment. A fix for the missing Deadeye rifle went live as well. Anyone who purchased it and saw it vanish should now have the item restored. Miscellaneous tweaks include memory leaks patched, Democracy Space Station UI back to normal, and emotes are behaving again, so go ahead and salute, dance, or wave that freedom flag, bug-free. Current known concerns. Some Helldivers still experience infinite screaming or bizarre audio loops post-mission. The Ministry of Defense acknowledges it's a bug. Do try to remain calm and keep your squad's morale intact until a fix arrives. Adaptation is our lifeblood, Helldivers. If your gear is feeling off or you spot a glitch, log it, report it, and keep that democracy rolling. This is Penny Lively signing off from the tech desk. Stay informed, stay effective, and stay alive.
Doom, 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 da, da. Rise up now. Feel the fire. Marching hearts, our will won't tire.
Back with our wartime breakdown, let's talk about the day-by-day chaos sweeping the galaxy. Planetary conflict escalation, March 14th to the 20th. Akinar Secundus, Finura 3, Almark 7. It's been a parade of major invasions. Some held, some fell, and some are still in the thick of it. Mordesh stands out. Full planetary evacuation warnings were broadcasted earlier this week. Signals from High Command flickered in and out, but the message was clear: get out or get lost. Meanwhile, that partial blockade around Meridian Singularity made progress. We managed to build some hasty defenses, but it's not enough. Dark energy infiltration remains a massive concern. Partial blockade construction. Our Helldivers contributed resources aplenty, yet we still ended up short for a perfect blockade. So we bought ourselves a bit of time, but the threat is far from over. The new plan: build and eventually deploy the Penrose Energy Siphon, a one-shot device to hamper the Singularity. It's big, it's risky, and it requires a E710 in colossal amounts. So keep scavenging, folks. The Mordesh evacuation. Repeated alerts from High Command hampered home that the Meridian Singularity could threaten entire solar systems. Mordesh was evacuated en masse. The next planet on the chopping block? Let's pray we get that siphon ready before more worlds face the same fate. Frequent shifts on each world. Day after day, transmissions show multiple fronts lighting up. Some major offenses crumbled. Others succeeded, but nothing stable. That's why every Helldiver deployed counts. If your planet's under siege, get your squad in gear. Between Terminids gnawing at the border worlds, the Illuminant hoarding dark energy, and new automaton offensives, we're juggling three wars at once. But don't let that break your spirit. Let it fuel us. Remember, every bug squashed, every automaton melted, and every Illuminant infiltration thwarted brings us closer to safety. Stay tuned, Bulldog's got a frontline report next. focusing on newly discovered incinerator units that might roast us all if we're not careful. This is Joe Turn. Be vigilant, be prepared, and never yield.
Attention, Helldivers. Bulldog here. I'm in the thick of it, investigating a new wave of enemy tactics. Let's get you up to speed. Deployment and focus. Across multiple planets, these specialized automatons have one mission. Burn everything. They're hitting civilian outposts, supply convoys, and forward bases with the single-minded goal of turning them all to ash. Upgraded enemy hulls. Intelligence confirms that their dropships come with reinforced plating, anti-air solutions that used to poke holes in standard automaton carriers, barely slow these new arrivals. Tactical challenges. Incendiary troopers rely on area denial weaponry, flamethrowers, napalm grenades, and scorching perimeter mines. Helldivers are forced to reroute or risk melting under concentrated fire. Defensive positions are significantly harder to hold when half your cover is ablaze. Heavier firepower required. Ground squads emphasize the need for specialized anti-flame units, heavier ammunition, and more advanced shield stratagems. If you can't mitigate the burn, you'll never withstand the push. I've spoken to squads returning from these infernos. They say the Incineration Corps fights as a coordinated pack, ignoring lesser threats in favor of maximizing destruction. Expect zero mercy. If you see towering flames in the distance, that's your cue. Run toward them and stamp out that threat. These tin cans want to scorch our democracy off the map. But Helldivers, do not break. Pack heat, counter their fire, and drive these incendiary freaks back to the scrap pile. This is Bulldog, reminding you, democracy is never extinguished. Over and out.
This April.
Welcome to Haven's Reach.
Episode 3. War doesn't wait for the sun to rise, it moves in the dark. Silent. Relentless.
What we need is bait.
Everyone, weapons hot! Down!
Maybe heat signatures or sound pulses.
Specialist! Damn it.
It's far more advanced than anything we've seen.
Out here, survival is a choice. One made every second, every breath.
We've got one chance at this. Stone, make it count.
Failsafe activated. 30 seconds. Whatever comes next, one thing's clear. There's no going back now. The question is, how far am I willing to go?
Their camouflage isn't just about blending in anymore. They've developed the ability to bend light around their bodies.
They're fast, strong, and lethal. We need containment ready to go before it even gets close.
We had a plan, but plans don't win wars. Soldiers do. We thought we knew the enemy. We were wrong. This wasn't just another battle. It was the start of something far worse. Episode 3 of the Halloween Offensive begins this April.
It's done. Nothing's getting out of there now.
That's a wrap for tonight's Daily Wartime Update, folks. We've covered the following in today's Daily Wartime Update. Penny Lively broke down the patch that buffed our arsenal and stabilized our battle. Make sure you test those new weapons. Make sure you test those new weapon tweaks. The daily chaos laid bare in the wartime breakdown. Bulldog's urgent demolish report on the automaton's incineration corpse. Keep your guards up for those flame-spewing monstrosities. Finally, the Table of Three clashed over whether to activate the Penrose energy siphon or lock down the automaton threat first. As always, if you're hearing my voice and not in the thick of battle, that means you still have time to deploy. Remember, democracy needs each and every one of you. This is Joe Turner, signing off. GNR 107, stay locked, stay loaded, and stay loyal, Helldivers. Before we fade into the night, quick personal note. Our fearless producer, Grant, wants to remind everyone that we support GNR 107 by grabbing an official Helldivers Radio mug, coffee, jacket, or even your own democracy theme calendar. Check the official channel link for more details. Your support keeps up the broadcast to the truth across the galaxy. From all of us at GNR 107, thanks for listening. Now, we have a few, let's call them accidental takeovers from earlier today. Enjoy and remember, Helldivers, even the best of us slip up sometimes. Wasat, Akkar 3, and how do you pronounce this again? Erilta. Who names these planets?
Just say it with confidence, Joe.
Helldivers on the ground, keep up the fight. Stay warm. Watch your, dang it. The screen keeps getting turned off. Where the hell is my line?
Borderline Justice War Bomb. Launched on March 29th. No, just 28th. Watch the broadcast, tuned in every day. Saw the front line, heard the metal scrape. Seat fronts deep, no time to hesitate.
A 10 bands in the bed just to keep it safe. Most talk big, but I know they'll break. Only trust the ones who fought in the fray. Side by side through fire in the name. We ain't for gazy. Wake up in the bread. 25 A 10 bands in the bed just to keep it safe. Most talk big, but I know they'll break. Only trust the ones who fought in the fray. Side by side through fire and rain. Blood on our hands, but we feel no pain. Hell divers drop with fire inside. No enemies ever come close to take. Super Earth's fate. I see him chopping up, talking all that nonsense. I've been out the war zone, y'all just stepped in. Super Earth's rise, ain't luck, it's drive. Factories burn, keeping war alive. Ministry of Unity, keeping us tight. Reported to center, keep the future bright. Fill out the form, let the system decide. Patriots march, we vote with pride. Hell divers drop when the sirens wail. Factories hum, ships set sail. Super Earth armed, ready to strike. Manage democracy, future so bright. I'm all over the map, might take a little nap. Then wake up and do a little rap. Not with the cap, I murder a track. Take it and run it right back. Federation don't sleep, 25-8. Super Earth moving, can't hesitate. When I make a couple mil by piles, I'm never coming home. Sworn to the cause, now this land is my own. Wake up, get the cup, get the bread. 25-8, 10 bands in the bed just to keep it safe. Most talk big, but I know they'll break. Only trust the ones who fought in the fray. Side by side through fire and rain. Blood on our hands, but we feel no pain. Hell divers drop with fire inside. No enemies ever come close to take. Super Earth's power, Super Earth's fate. Workers grind, our forces ride. Hell divers drop with fire inside. No enemies ever come close to take. Super Earth's power, Super Earth's fate. One Earth, one voice, let's rise. Federation till we die. One Earth, one voice, let's rise. Federation till we die. Forge and fire, built to last. Federation till we die. One voice, let's rise. Federation till we die.
Where's it?
This show, Helldivers Radio, was a PV production. All music sound not original to the podcast is licensed to the podcast. We ask that you contact us at helldiverradio@gmail.com before using any sounds or music for commercial usage for this reason. Thanks for listening.